we're into Thursday. Good morning. Talk Around continues. I got to open up with a big apology. I'm so poorly prepped for this thing. Mike Roslian from Red Door Art Gallery, and Mike sent me a text. I got to give you the background on this a couple of days ago, and said, you got to find the Life cereal commercial with Mikey, and then the Mr. Bill thing.
Yep.
You know, and I neglected to do, and I didn't even make the connection between Bill and Mikey here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and let's get Mikey to do it. You know, he won't eat it. He hates everything.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was going to be our shtick.
That was going to be the shtick. I promise next month I'll be better prepped.
Well, I'll come up with another one.
Yes, please, because you're very good with the ideas that way. I love it. Hey, let's talk Red Door. I got to back up and congratulate you at the Fine Arts Festival.
Yes.
Well, it was great. It was so nice seeing, you know, the Red Door in that space down there at Heritage Square being used. Congrats. That was a wonderful event.
We had a blast. We had enough vendors. Enough interest. We are going to do it again next year.
Good.
We came up with, you know, some, we're going to focus a lot on the music because that definitely helped carry the day.
Without a doubt.
And shorten it up a little because the gallery's only open till 3 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
Don't make me, 10 to 3. I always think 4 o'clock.
Well, and you had some great artists there. You had some great vendors, and I saw a lot of stuff there. I just kind of went, wow.
Yeah.
So if you miss that, folks, you miss something, but make plans to be there next year.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it was cool that day, but we might move it back a little more into September just to not coincide with Potato Days and with the fair. I really like the weekend because it's move-in weekend, and we did get a lot of college kids coming through, which was really...
You did. You had a good crowd there and a great cross-section of people.
Absolutely.
So, again, so great event.
It was fun. We're not going to give up. We're just going to expand on what we like that worked and, you know, retool what didn't work.
Give up's not in your vocabulary.
No way.
No, yeah, absolutely.
I latch on.
That was then, and this is now. What's going on, Red Door?
So coming up in end of September, we have our fiber art exhibition starting on the 30th and going through October 25th. That's always fun because it's very tactile, you know. And we will have an artist reception on Thursday, October 16th. The nice thing about the artist receptions is you get to meet some of the artists, but the biggest thing is you get to save. You can buy the art for 15% off.
Well, that's a double win then.
Yes, it's a double win.
Yeah.
And, you know, just speaking earlier about the misconception of the Red Door.
Yeah, let's do some myth busting too.
Yeah. So a lot of people, I always ask, have you been to the Red Door Art Gallery? And they always ask, number one, you have an art gallery. Number two, how much is it to get in? And it's free.
It's free. You walk in the door.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I know people that come in every day to look at stuff.
Yeah.
Because our permanent exhibits are amazing. Mm-hmm. And pretty much every month we have another different, like the rural art is coming down, I believe this weekend. And it's still up and still works for sale. And some beautiful pieces.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, and we're going to get you in there.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that in the new year.
Yep, sometime in 2020.
You're going to force me to be ambitious.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You know, you're going to get, we'll get you involved in the Fine Arts Festival next year so you can do some live painting.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You know, we need more activities. Mm-hmm. Vendors are good. I think we can fill the square with vendors with a stage in the middle. That's kind of our goal, and still have some food and get the ice cream truck back again, although later in September might not. Ice cream didn't go over that well that day because it was kind of brisk.
Yeah, it was. I remember that. It was cool, but that's what brought a lot of people in. It was a beautiful day.
I think so. I mean, because the following weekend, it was like 90 degrees and hot and muggy.
The rains came. The monsoon rains came in, too. So, you definitely, weather-wise, you picked the right weekend for it.
But, the gallery is free to the public. And also, we are going to have our membership drive starting next month.
Okay.
That's where we get a lot of our funds from is membership. And, you know, for as little as $25, you're giving it to a good cause.
Yeah, without a doubt. And a beautiful building, too. Man, I'm always made
historic
to walk in
bank
there.
Building.
Yeah.
I think if I'm correct, when that bank moved, it moved in and they gutted the old Valley Theater and turned it into Old National Bank or something. Old Bank.
Something like, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And then it's been a bank ever since. Mm-hmm. And teaser, hopefully we can get it back into a movie theater.
All right.
You know, or actually, scratch that, not a movie theater, an event venue, not just movies.
Much more on that Much more on that. I'm excited when you get in here and talk about that. Mike, thanks for doing things downtown, man.
It's great to see.
We talk with Mike Rosley once a month. Looking forward to our conversation in October.
Yes, sir.
Be well, my friend. It's 9:13. I promise I'll be better prepped. 9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.